We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and I love it, I love it, I love it. I am always chomping at the bit to get back on air and expose corruption and defend our precious constitutional republic. We're now more than a month into the gun grab push on Sandy Hook, and we know exactly what they're doing. They're coming for our guns, but that signifies a lot more. What does it signify? Why are they so desperate to get the firearms now? Why are the globalists pulling out all the stops? We're going to be looking at that today. And the Washington Post is reporting and confirming what we have been saying for several years is going to be their attack profile, because the top victim disarmament tyrants, the top mafia dons posing as the anti-gun lobby, told us that they may just go directly to an executive order. Rahm Emanuel said that 3 years ago when he was White House chief of staff. He said that 5 years ago when Obama wasn't even in office. Also in another separate speech, but he said it 5 years ago and then 3 years ago, that they would use executive orders or rulemaking to take our guns, and that they would just put us on a no gun buy list. Outside of law, they have a no fly list. And he said, just like you have a no fly list, we'll just put whoever we want, mainly veterans and conservatives, on a no gun buy list. And we're going to play that clip again today, but the Washington Post has come out, and because they want to report to everybody first, to all the lemmings. But it's just their old plans regurgitated, so we knew what their plans would be, how they're going to get our guns. And it's just you go in to get a gun, and you can't buy one. But I have no criminal record. I've never been adjudicated to be mentally ill. Doesn't matter, Jack. You can't get off the list, so shut up. And then, of course, you'll also get a letter saying, come turn them in to the local police department, or you will get SWAT teamed. Now, this is over-the-top aggressive, and it's very unconstitutional, outright illegal. Just because they even pass an unconstitutional law doesn't mean it's really law. But when they just come out with, oh, the UN's the boss of the military because we said so, oh, we're going to open the border up because we said so. Remember Obama last year started legalizing illegal aliens without a law? Just did it by fiat, executive directive, not even an executive order. He wrote a letter to the head of the immigration services telling him to do that. So more and more he's getting away with it, and the pliant Congress is going along with it. So now they're sending up trial balloons. I remember a few months ago, before the Sandy Hook tragedy, I said he's going to use executive orders to go after our guns, because I had a different anti-gun groups bragging he'd do it. I mean, it's love to say I predicted it. No, they told us what they do. And they said that they'd use his executive orders. And now, sure enough, they're getting ready to do that. And it will cause resistance, which is exactly what they want. The new terrorist is the gun owner. For a decade, almost all the real training has been about gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, in the fetters, anti-New World Order people, basically folks whose elevator goes all the way to the top, people that can tie their shoelaces, people that own their own businesses, people that actually read world newspapers, that actually read Council on Foreign Relations, press releases, people that actually read think tank publications, generally successful entrepreneur, upper middle class, wealthy people. You are the enemy of the mega bank mafia, because they know you're informed, they know you know what's going on, and so you are listed as the enemy. All authoritarian systems for thousands of years, when they would come in and take over an area, the Romans would do this, Alexander the Great would do this, others after them would do it. First Alexander the Great, then the Romans, and then the Byzantines, and throughout, they'd come in and assess who the upper middle class was. And that's the group they just wipe out. Pol Pot, same deal in Cambodia. Fascists do it, communists do it, authoritarians do it. And they're not worried about the dumbed-down mass out there that doesn't know how to tie their shoelaces. They're worried about those of us that are aware of their criminal mafia takeover. We're the only ones that can stop them, that's why.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league for the freeway. Its fashion will ride as the cities fly by. The taillights dissolve.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here on the radio, and then I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well, blasting out across the United States and worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I know we have a lot of new listeners this week and on this Sunday broadcast because of the Piers Morgan interview that I was part of Monday night. Normally, Piers Morgan is literally a small pothole on the road to tyranny. He is really not someone even worth mentioning because he only has about 500,000 viewers. His viewership basically doubled last week after I was on because it's one of the first times in decades someone hasn't been in a total and complete brain-dead coma during those interviews. And I had a lot of advertising executives, high-level media people, a lot of them send me emails and texts saying you did exactly the right thing, trying to break people out of their trance and point out that if there is an attempt to confiscate semi-auto firearms, now they're expanding into basically even bolt action. They're trial ballooning that, and I'll go over some of those reports here in a moment, that there will be organized resistance to it, and you're going to be called a terrorist when you don't turn your guns in, and it's an excuse to have a purge against American gun owners. And I had Ron Paul on Wednesday, about a day and a half after I was on CNN, and he concurred. He said, I've always said guns are the line in the sand, and it will cause a civil war in this country. Former Congressman Ron Paul concurs with my analysis. The media tried to spin it, the old dinosaur media, that I was calling for a revolution. No, I want a restoration. The globalist, the collectivist, they are the revolutionaries overthrowing our republic. They call us the heirs, and the other communists that have advised Obama over the years have written books, Bill Ayers and the rest of them, calling us counter-revolutionaries. They see themselves as the revolutionaries. I'm a restorationist. I want the republic, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what made us so great, back. Instead, the revolutionaries have seized control of government. They're demonizing the Bill of Rights, Constitution, free market capitalism for all our problems. We have problems because we've gone away from that and are being bankrupted, being made poor, being made dependent on the state by design. And again, the very same players that have hijacked our nation, they brag about that. And the big problem that we face here is that the Republican Party at the top has been bought and paid for by the very same political interest, the globalist. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and a handful of other mega banks that control the issuance of over $1,000 trillion in fiat money that they've bought up the governments with. And the exact same policies that are being put in place in Australia are being put in place in Africa, are being put in place in Asia, are being put in place in Western Europe and Eastern Europe, are being put in place in Latin America and the United States and other areas of North America like Mexico and Canada. It is the exact same program. Did you know Europe, under an EU law, just had their health premiums doubled? I have the London Telegraph article on that. You notice they've announced the average premium is now doubling. People on top of the premiums doubling are going in and learning that on average, the different fees and things have doubled. And you're also learning that they're taking 3.8% now out of your paycheck on top of all the other taxes that are taken out. The average person out there is losing about $200 a month on their paycheck. People are freaking out going, I thought I would get something free. No, suckers, you're not going to get anything free. In fact, here are some of those articles right here. This is out of Town Hall Report. Obamacare triggering double-digit premium increases. Here's another one, CNBC. Obamacare, double health care premiums. There's that report. And then here is another one. London Telegraph, young women to see insurance premiums double. Because it showed that young women are some of the safest drivers. Well, that was discriminatory. You're not allowed to have lower prices. Your prices are going to double. But don't worry. Everyone's are going to increase. Yours just double. That's under new EU rules. See how that works? The poor Obama phone lady, nice lady. She goes, Obama gave us a free phone. He's going to do more. Poor people that are living hand to mouth, working with jobs. Oh, yeah, we did some research. The Obama phone lady has a job. They're called the working poor who just dream of having a phone. So the government has to take money from other people and give them one. Where if they would just not take 14% out of their paycheck, not counting all the other taxes, the Social Security taxes now increased. It was 10%, 13.8%. 13.8%. And they're just going to keep raising it. Democratic Party came out this week. Guys, type it in. I want to show people watching at prisonplanet.tv. For radio listeners, just type it into a search engine. For anybody that wants to look this up for themselves, the Democratic Party is now announcing, we're going to go off the cliff again if we don't raise payroll taxes again and a whole bunch of other taxes. And again, they know it's going to put the country into a cardiac arrest. They know California is bankrupting the general public. That's how the big mega banks come in and buy up all the stuff for pennies on the dollar. The same mega banks on record who all have publicly been caught trafficking in hundreds of billions of dollars a year. You heard me, hundreds of billions a year apiece in narcotics money and owning the aircraft that fly the drugs. And when they get caught, most police and feds are told to stand down. It's come out in Vanity Fair, Esquire, you name it. Over the years, reports of where the police will go ahead and bust a truck or a plane landing full of cocaine and national security badges get flashed and they sometimes still arrest them so there's a record. And then, you know, the FBI shows up and says, stand down, stand down. That money is then laundered through these big banks. And the aircraft are owned by them. And even that comes out in court, no one gets in trouble. And that's what I want to get across to you today before I get into all the big news here. We have a mafia running our country and running the world. They call themselves a organized crime syndicate. They brag about it. They brag in Financial Times of London. You name it. I've read the quotes here. We've written an article called Banks Declare That They've Conquered the U.S. and Europe. Dozens of links, video clips of world leaders saying, we're going into an authoritarian world government run by six private mega banks. We're going to bankrupt everybody and collectivize them at the grassroots where you are living off of government contracts, even if you have a private job. But then a handful of banks and corporations are exempt from the law globally. They're offshore. They found the article in the Washington Post about the next fiscal cliff debate's begun and they want to raise the taxes. So this is how they maneuver your country towards economic destruction. Everybody remembers when you were in college and living in a dormitory and had no money and had two jobs. Those of us that put ourselves through college. And you remember how every day in the mailbox, you would get a credit card instantly authorized for $1,000. And how your friends all had credit cards for a while and suddenly had all this money to go to the shopping mall and buy all this junk. I wasn't stupid. I knew what it was for. I had credit cards to get gas and stuff like that for emergencies, and I never used them. And I remember them calling and raising my rate because I wasn't using my credit cards enough. I had a couple of them. And I wasn't even some big, you know, spendthrift person. I just knew because my parents explained to me that credit cards were a scam. Now, by the time I was 23 years old and had made a few films and was already syndicated on 10 stations or so and started having money come in, guess what happened? They stopped sending me credit cards. Now that I'm a big syndicated radio host, one of the biggest in the country, I don't get any of them in the mail. But everybody I know that doesn't have a pot to pee in, they get credit cards every week in the mail. That's the globalists, because they're giving you credit cards backed up by the taxpayer. So they don't care if you don't pay, they'll just get bailed out. But if you do pay, they're going to sucker you and sucker you. That's the New World Order, government by loan sharks.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, thank you for joining us on this 13th day of January 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. You know, I don't hype things up that don't deserve to be hyped. You know that? I didn't make a big deal out of the Piers Morgan situation before I flew to New York to confront him face to face. Even though I had a good idea what was going to happen, it was the biggest story in the country, as rated by Google and a bunch of other sites that do that. You can just look it up. Number one story on Twitter for 2 days worldwide, not just here in the United States. So one of the biggest stories in the world, and I didn't hype it up beforehand. I'm going to talk about that some here in a moment and how it ties in to the battle for the Second Amendment. And why are they coming after the guns right now? What does that signify? But I will say this. If we get this fish in the boat, tomorrow is a show you're not going to want to miss. And I don't count my chickens before they're hatched. It looks like the fish, knock on wood, is in the boat already. But until I am back at home base on dry land, I am not going to celebrate this until the fish, very nice fish, by the way, is in studio with us. So tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., you do not want to miss the broadcast. I will just say that. And the eagle has landed. The catch is here in Texas, making their way here right now, ladies and gentlemen. So you'll want to tune in tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying. I intended to get mad and get in his face and put him on notice, Piers Morgan, if he deceived me in any way. They promised not to have victims on before me. I just knew they'd do it. I said, you're going to have victims on before me. They go, of course not. And I said, well, I just want you to know I know you are. Of course, they did. And I said, I'm not going to go over factoids. I know how you work. You're going to ask me, you know, how many people got killed here? How many people got killed there? I said, I'll debate that some, but I want to get into other issues. So I had my FBI statistics that showed, and again, I'm incorrect. I keep showing violent crime down 21% in the last 15 years, roughly, and more than 11 points of that since 2007. It's accelerating, and it's FBI .gov, and I've shown those here on air to radio listeners. I've posted it at Infowars.com at nauseam. In fact, here it is. We'll document cam it again and show it to people. Violent crime, FBI.gov. Okay, and you can go right in here, and it shows just since 07, the 11-point-plus% drop. Now, I started getting calls from listeners, and then I finally saw it on Fox News, saying, hey, why are you whitewashing this? It's better than you say. So I finally went and looked it up, and I'm doing a piece later next week. I apologize. Gun violence is down. General violent crime with guns, a whopping 49% nationwide in the last decade. People are like, hey, man, why are you saying it's only 20? That's violent crime, period. Stabbings, baseball bats, bricks, stomping people's brains out with steel toe boots. That's down 20-something percent. Okay, 49 for gun crime. And I've been hearing this, and people were getting in my face about it. I'll be honest, I spent hours, multiple days on the FBI site. There's thousands of pages there. And then I was on Opie and Anthony's show, one of the biggest shows on XM, and they were like, okay, Alex, we like your show. You know, we know that you use a lot of statistics. Why are you using FBI statistics when you say you can't trust the government? And that's a good question. And I want to answer that question now here to the full audience. Those numbers, you have to know where the numbers come from. Those are compiled for more than 60 years at the local level. And they're some of the most accurate numbers out there because every murder, every suicide, every stabbing, every carjacking gets recorded. And they're very accurate numbers because they're diversified, they're wide spectrum, there's counties, there's city, there are state review boards that oversee it. Whenever something's diverse or spread out, that's when it's more easily trusted historically. When something's centralized, I don't trust the FBI crime lab because I've interviewed Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, the former head of the FBI crime lab, who went public. back in, what, 1997, that they were framing people en masse at the FBI crime lab. So, see, I happen to have done my research, even on different regions. I even know the histories of most big crime labs. So you have to know the type of statistics you're looking at. Here's a great example. Unemployment numbers. I've had, no exaggeration, probably 30 top economists on, from the former head of policy at the Treasury, Dr. Roberts, to Mark Faber, to, I mean, you name it, we've had them on to break down those numbers. John Williams years ago, we're able to get him on one time. Shadow Stats. These are recognized top guys. Top, I'd say women, but none of them are women. I mean, Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, William K. Black. Go look it up. I've interviewed them. They all agree unemployment's above 20% the last 5 years. The television tells you it's 8.6, 8.7. So, yes, they had old numbers 20, 30 years ago that were still skewed a little but pretty much accurate. Now they've got fraudulent numbers on that front. But I don't want to spend the entire broadcast here just getting off into statistics with people. The point is, Switzerland, you can look this up, has the lowest crime rate in Europe. Everyone by law has to own automatic weapons. They have local weapons caches of grenade launchers, hand grenade launchers, missiles, bombs, you name it. Anybody who doesn't know, just look up gun laws of Switzerland. It's not just that you've got to have full auto hidden in your house and they come by and you get fined if the police can find your guns. Did you know that? You get a fine. They do yearly inspections. Switzerland's not been invaded in 300 years. No one dare invade them. Our Constitution on the Second Amendment is based off the Swiss. And they've got redoubts built on all the roads, all the highways. The message goes out on radio, TV, or on a loudspeaker. You are to grab your weapons and run to the local base that you've got keys to that's full of grenade launchers and howitzers, you name it. And the whole country's trained to kill. And they have the lowest crime rate in Europe, one of the lowest in the world. Because everyone's a trained killer. No one would even dare. I mean, shootings are incredibly rare. Because people are just riding around their bicycles with full autos on their backs. Our Constitution did not get invented by us on the Second Amendment. It came from the Swiss, who got the idea from the Dutch. The Dutch have since been pretty much disarmed. See, that's why history is so incredible to know. And the police, well, the Canton State Police, because there's really not even a federal government. It's a consortium of the cantons. The states don't trust the federal government. Again, we're based on that. We're supposed to be a very small federal government. And they're not allowed to come in your house without a warrant except for guns. And they come, and it's a huge fine if they can find the guns. Because you're supposed to have them so well hidden. It's your job to pay to do this that a foreign invading army could not find your guns and make you turn them in. I mean, that is incredible. You've got they do inspections to make sure. And again, up in their mountains and hills, I mean, literally, Rob Dew worked over there off and on several winters because he's a big ski guy. And he would talk about they'd be up on the mountain and be halfway tired, and the Swiss would go, let's just open this armored redoubt. And they'd go in and smoke cigarettes and drink halfway down the mountain in an armored keep with just high-tech weapons everywhere, grenade launchers, you name it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. Nobody. You think we're going to continue to let a bunch of foreign banking mafia that openly run narcotics and weapons worldwide come in and take the country over and use us as their muscle worldwide? And now they want our guns? They're doing that because they're getting ready to drop the hammer on this country and collectivize the general population by bankrupting us. All right, let me start getting into the all-out assault on the Second Amendment. Number one, they get up on television and they say, look, we just want reasonable gun control. Nobody wants your weapons. Then you read what the Attorney General has written, the UN, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Nancy Pelosi, Rahm Emanuel, Sarah Brady, all these people. and they want the total abolition. They want all guns taken. And the very same thing's been done in country after country after country. First they register, then they confiscate the semi-autos. Then they confiscate the bolt action. Then they confiscate the single shot. And they say, if you can go through all the background checks and do 100 different things, you can have your gun in a locker at a shooting club where you check it out, and there are off-duty police there that oversee you. And then you can go out and shoot your target. And then they ban hunting because they don't want you in a primitive, normal human activity. They want you domesticated, and only government specialist SWAT teams are allowed to use force. This is social engineering. And so many of them, like Bertrand Russell, you name it, wrote books about how they would domesticate us, how they would create this nanny state. You see movies like Demolition Man that came out in the 90s with Sylvester Stallone. You're like, man, why is that? Why are we becoming that movie where the nanny state's a police state and everybody's surveilled? How did they know that? They didn't just... The government's not imitating Demolition Man now. Demolition Man is basically written along the lines of the type of world the system wants to build. Whether it was Aldous Huxley, or whether it was Bertrand Russell, or whether it was H.G. Wells, who wrote mainly nonfiction, they were all eugenicists who planned this world scientific technocratic takeover. And you got to hand it to them. They've built the world they want. And they've gotten control through the fraud of the central banks that can buy the world up for nothing. And I keep going back to that because it's the central area. It's the central core to everything I'm talking about, is that they're trying to create an artificial habitat, an artificial world, an artificial system. And they can't have men being men. They can't have citizens knowing it's up to them to provide their own security. They've got to have a crime-ridden, big-city, corrupt mafia system where you're begging for more and more police who are actually enforcers of the system. Now, I'm going to play some clips of this, and then I'm going to get into the really important news. And it's all up at InfoWars.com right now. Democrats move to strip political enemies of the right to own firearms. Rahm Emanuel, as White House Chief of Staff, said this. We're going to play a clip of him saying it after this first clip. But that's why it's important to understand this. And Kurt Nemo links directly to the press release put out by the group that the Washington Post also covers, sweeping new gun laws proposed by influential liberal think tank made up of Rahm Emanuel and others. And again, that's right. That's why we were able to tell you years ago their plan. Executive orders, ATF rules outside of congressional law. That's in here. Going after gun manufacturers outside law with executive interstate commerce action. And you're like, well, that's unconstitutional. So is saying NATO and the UN are over our military. So is Obama saying, hey, Congress, you won't shut down coal power plants? I'll shut them down with an executive order. Totally illegal. He's getting away with it. So is giving thousands of companies health care waivers where they don't have to get Obamacare, but you do, that bankrupts your company. And I could just keep going and going and going. For so-called conservatives out there, your leaders are telling you we should all be passive and we should go in there and be nice. Listen, when I went in there and Piers Morgan started with the, I don't want your guns, no one wants to take your guns. He was saying that to me before we went live. And I said, listen, you've called for British-style laws. He goes, preposterous. And when I brought up on air that they have, I said three times, some numbers are five times higher violent crime than we do. They just kill you with knives and clubs. And the home invasions are off the charts since they took the guns 15, 16 years ago. I guess it was 95, so it's like 17 years ago. The point is that he said, that's preposterous. No, there were no fires, no riots in England. I mean, they have them all the time. I've got two crew members that live over there. And I mean, literally in the nice neighborhoods, there's muggings every day and killings. And so I'm sick of it. I'm not going to play ball with them where they're up on the pedestal and they sit there and dictate everything. I laid out the warning. I put out a petition to have you deported because you're engaged in internal manipulation of our system. You are engaged in trying to foment the overthrow of my Bill of Rights and Constitution. And that, my friends, for a citizen, is treason. But he's not a citizen, and there's federal rulings he can be deported. But I didn't think he'd really be deported. It was a way to point out we've got a bunch of foreigners and synthetic citizens, like Fareed Zakaria, saying Congress have the courage, ban the guns. So I got in his face and told him, listen, 1776 part two is going to kick off if you do this. And Ron Paul was on my radio show 2 days later and said, I absolutely agree with you. Not that we're looking for this. This is going to happen. You think Judge Head out in West Texas last year saying this was coming if Obama got back in is happy about it? It's what's going to happen. And a lot of you are like, well, let's be pragmatist and turn the guns in. Why do they want the guns? Look at how the Bill of Rights is under attack systematically. Look at how the warrantless wiretapping they now admit is for the American people and totally illegal. They just do it. Look at the, quote, gang checkpoints being set up on highways all over the country under federal grants where they search your car without a warrant. Totally unconstitutional. It's at the Supreme Court where they're going to start taking your blood at checkpoints without warrants. They're now doing forced inoculations all over the country outside of law. It's illegal, but they do it. Just like they take your baby's blood at birth illegally. I told you 15 years ago about it. People didn't believe me. Now it's declassified. Ladies and gentlemen, if you study history and tyranny, we're following every one of it. They want an internet kill switch. They're trying to push that through. They're doing everything right now. So I got in Piers Morgan's face big time. Big time. Let's go ahead and play part of my confrontation with him. Here it is.
Piers, thanks for having me.
Why do you want to deport me?
Well, we did it as a way to bring attention to the fact that we have all of these foreigners and the Russian government, the official Chinese government. Mao said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. He killed about 80 million people because he's the only guy that had the guns. So we did it to point out that this is globalism and the mega banks that control the planet and brag that they've taken over in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you name it, brag that they're going to get our guns as well. They've taken everybody's guns but the Swiss and the American people. And when they get our guns, they can have their world tyranny. While the government buys 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, predator drones, armed, now in U.S. skies, being used to arrest people in North Dakota, the Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. Take the women in India. Your piece earlier on CNN I was watching during Anderson Cooper's show didn't tell you that the women of India have signed giant petitions to get firearms because the police can't and won't protect them. The answer wait a minute. I have FBI crime statistics that come out a year late, 2011. 20+% crime drop in the last 9 years. Real violent crime because more guns means less crime. Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Tripling of your overall violent crime. True, we have a higher gun violence level, but overall mugging, stabbings, deaths. Those men raped that woman in India to death with an iron rod 4 feet long. You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken.
All right.
We will not relinquish.
We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the audio clips where they admit they plan to take your guns under a UN treaty. This is all about the UN treaty coming up, and it's about enslaving you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start getting to these clips. Now, remember, they play these games with you. Hey, we don't want your guns, but in New York, in Chicago, and other areas, that these globalist crime bosses, and that's who they are, they're all connected to organized crime, you name it, wherever they're in control, they take everybody's guns, the general public's guns. And it's very, very simple. They don't want us like the Swiss, never invaded, everybody armed, incredibly low crime rates, small police force because it's your job to protect yourself. No, they're a big government nanny state, and they want you asking permission to cross the street. They want you asking permission to wipe your hind end or to wipe your nose. And that's what America's turning into. I look at the average American, and they look like deer in the headlights, lemmings. But here's the message to the mafia, and that's what I told Piers Morgan. The message is this. It doesn't matter if you've turned 50% into drooling minions that are afraid of their own shadow. You're not getting our guns, Jack. No matter how many of us you persecute or try to scare, you can't starve us out and you can't make us run, okay? It's not in my DNA. I'm not doing it. It's over. And it's not in the DNA of a lot of other people all over this land. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, north, south, east, west, we get it. And worldwide people get it. Folks are asking for guns all over the world. The women being raped in India are being asked for them because the cops are in on it a lot of times. The answer is arm the women. And let me tell you why they're panicking. The gun culture is rising. Women's magazines everywhere. I saw that CNN article, guys, I told you about, that you printed for me. The headline is Mom Gun Owners, the New Face of the Second Amendment, CNN. Or Armed Moms, the New Face of the New Face of the Gun Debate, or something like that. And there were like three or four cases last week where women had home invaders come in and shoot and kill people. In one case, it was like three guys busted in, and the woman said, stop, stop, stop. They still busted in. She pulled out the handgun and shot them all. That's what you need. Because let me tell you, this country is going into a depression, and they don't want people to protect themselves during this collapse. Now, let's start going to the clips. This is from years ago. This is Rahm Emanuel, White House Chief of Staff, talking about how they need to take into the congressional elections. There it is. Gun rights groups say Georgia home invasion proves their point. And the link to that CNN story was Armed Moms, the New Face of the Gun Debate. And it goes on to talk about the mom taking down the bad guys. And you hear it all the time on local news about some woman alone and the guy bust in and then she hides herself in the bathroom and warns him. She'll be on 911. Mister, don't break it down. Don't break it down. The 911's like, don't fire at him. Don't fire at him. Don't defend yourself. And the woman shoots him. And the cops get there and the guy's dead in the floor. But Rahm Emanuel, in the article where they're now proposing what we've warned you about ad nauseum, they're saying, oh, we're going to use executive orders, rulemaking outside of law, and we're going to just have government agencies, like we put you on a no-fly list, and there's now over 2 million people on the no-fly list. No judge, no jury, no proof, no reason. Members of Congress, Fox News reporters, CNN reporters are critical of TSA. You're put on the no-fly list. I've been put on the watch list. It's come out in even mainstream news that Matt Drudge and myself are in the secret files of the TSA because we dare criticize it. It's a political persecution. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. They use papers, please. You can't travel if you're not a good globalist, or they harass you or don't even let you travel. And now Democrats move to strip political enemies of the right to own firearms. They want the power, and they've already done this. Clinton did this with a bunch of veterans with no criminal record and not even a psychological designation, where you try to go buy a gun. They go, we don't know why. You can't ever buy a gun. Then you get a letter in states that are federally controlled. Hey, Bob, we're going to come confiscate your guns. Come turn them in. You're like, but I don't have a criminal record. Well, you're in the NIC system and it says you can't own guns. But wait, where do I appeal this? There's no courts anymore, Mac. You either come turn your guns in or the state police in Illinois are going to SWAT team you. And they even brag. Illinois, in this press release put out by this group, they brag, led by Rahm Emanuel, that that's going to be the model. In fact, they've said New York and Illinois are the model. Sweeping new gun laws proposed by influential liberal think tank. And here is Rahm Emanuel, where they're just going to put gun owners on a gun list. And they're going to put you on the no-fly list, too. But I always said they'll just use it on gun owners because they'd said they would. Now they're just saying you'll be on a no-gun-buy list. No judge, no jury. We're just going to say you can't have guns anymore. And that's what the ATF says in the new bill Feinstein brought forward. No judge, no jury. They just send you a letter and say, come turn your guns in. Totally arbitrary. They're God. They're dictatorial. And they're already doing this on so many fronts. Oh, you're an insider? When they nationalize General Motors, you can keep your General Motors franchise. You're not an Obama supporter. You didn't give them a bunch of money. You can't. Oh, you're not an insider? You can't keep your coal power plant. You're not an insider? You can see, this is mafia government. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of Rahm Emanuel telling supporters, we're going to put you on a no-fly list because maybe you're a possible terrorist. No judge or jury. Five-year-old kids have been put on it. And you're never getting off. Well, now you're going to be on a no-gun-buy list. Official. They're announcing it. Here it is.
We've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America. And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list and the NRA, I know where America's going to be every time.
All right, let's stop right
there.
Right
choice.
Now, again, I read back at the time they said this, what they were actually proposing, and it's just, they just put you on a no-gun-buy list. And now the IRS is saying, no judge, no jury. If you haven't paid what they claim they want, or you're even in dispute with them, you can't get on an airplane. And Congress wouldn't pass that law last year. IRS said, we've been told we can just make a rule. Oh, it was just for Al-Qaeda, huh? Who the government now put in Libya and Syria. No, it's always been about libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, gun owners, returning veterans in the training manuals. You're the target of the mafia because you are a real American. You know about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Low taxes, states' rights. You are diametrically opposed. So you either roll over to the mafia and let them rob you, or you're going to be listed as a terrorist. I got a better idea. We're going to expose you as the mafia. We're going to expose you as a bunch of crooks trying to steal our liberties. That's treason. Read the Declaration of Independence, trying to steal our liberties. Now, let's go to the Attorney General saying, let's brainwash the public against the Second Amendment. And he's since come out again and said, make people ashamed of it. Here it is.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Okay, let's move on to the next clip. This is Dianne Feinstein on 60 Minutes saying if she could get the votes to outright ban your guns, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn them in. While she has bodyguards, is worth $100 million, her husband's a billionaire, and she's got a concealed carry in a city where it's almost impossible to get one. See, they're always going to have a gun. You're not going to have one. They're going to make you want that big government. They're going to make you get up there and beg to suck on that thing. Let's go and drink that poison. Drink that government Kool-Aid. Here's Dianne Feinstein.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with the second hour, and we've got the Daily Show attacking us, saying we're paranoid, nobody wants our guns, even though the bills say they'll confiscate most of them. We've got Conan O'Brien, we're paranoid, nobody wants our guns. We got the politicians, nobody wants your guns, crazy man. Don't get upset. Oh, it's discrediting to get upset. Bull. They want you in a coma, quietly going along with them. They're scared of you getting mad. They're scared of you going to every town hall and shouting them down as hypocrites with their own armed guards and their own concealed carries. They're a bunch of scum. Get in their face. Call them out for the mafia. They are the insider trading scum they are. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're into the second hour, and I do intend to give the number out. Not yet. We're going to open the phones up. We start the next segment on the Second Amendment, obviously, but If you really want to know why I blew up at Piers Morgan, it's because now in hindsight, I'm just tired of being lied to. I'm calling their bluff. I'm not playing games with them. I know they're authoritarians, and I don't think it's funny. And again, it's not that I'm oiling my guns and worship them like a dragon, you know, loves its gold. Like I'm smug sitting on top of my pile of armaments. It's that I know historically what it means. And I know they know more guns means less crime. And I know what they're using the deaths of these children. And it makes my blood absolutely boil on so many levels. And I know Homeland Security's for the American people. I know this whole system is meant to take our liberties. I know they're federalizing our police. I know about the whole background takeover. And I love this country. I mean, this country's had problems before, but this is an organized, criminal, explosive takeover of the country. And that's why the Republicans are stepping down and standing down and doing what they're told, because they've been told by the very same paymasters, Goldman Sachs and others, you do what you're told. And you can't explain to a Democrat, God bless them, hey, it's not that I'm saying Mitt Romney was good. The fix was in. He was controlled as well. And they just can't get it. They're so into, we had a victory, you lost. And I meant, no. The fact that there was clearly election fraud, but Romney stood down as well, and that they're using this as a mandate to say, they're like, oh, you're just mad I got my free health care. And I'm like, just wait till your premiums double, or just wait till that pre-existing condition, you know, where you didn't have any insurance, but it was covered by charity care. This phases out charity care. They're going to try to phase out charity care under this. And they're like, well, it's charity care. You know, my dad is in healthcare management. I've grown up around it. I've read the bill. I've interviewed the top experts. I know what I'm talking about. And they're just invincibly ignorant. They're like, you lost. You don't want to pay for my healthcare. And I'm like, listen, when they're done bankrupting the country, they're not going to be giving illegal aliens free kidneys, pal. That's just to get us in debt right now. Sure it is, right winger. And I'm like, nobody rides for free. To quote the ultimately cheesy, so cheesy, it's like Ambrosia Rat from one of my favorite surfer movies, Point Break. And I'm a little bit proud of the fact I know Gary Busey really well. And I'm also proud I know Keanu Reeves real good. You know, Keanu Reeves, not name dropping, he ran into one of our compadres out in L.A. and is like, where's Alex? He never calls me. He's got my number. I have not called Keanu Reeves' number in about 5 years, and it's in there in the computer. What is my problem? I mean, you'd think I would call and try to get all these celebrities on. And what happens is I call them once. You got to call them like five times because they're busy. What, my New Year's resolution should be to pester the living daylights out of these people. By the way, the stereotype of Keanu Reeves is he's real stupid. No, he knows how stupid the general public is and is a recluse. Maybe I shouldn't even say that. Actually, I just made that up. I don't even know Keanu Reeves. Even though I'm in a movie with him. God, just ridiculous. Nobody rides for free is my point. I am starting to really just... Things are so real, and there's been a bunch of mysterious deaths of patriots and stuff happening and gun and top gun people. And then also this Reddit co-founder was actually the head of the SOPA move. It looks like he was Arkansas-ed and a bunch of other stuff going on behind the scenes that I've entered complete creepville. I learned ManCow was on the other day, and he was talking about Michael Savage was listening and sending him a text on other friends. And what ManCow told me, another little bird told me, that Michael Savage has people following him and stuff, and he's had to get bodyguards. And it's just like, man, is somebody really following me? Because the next person that follows me is going to get a problem. The next person, you hear that Road Warrior music right there? Does that give you an idea? Literally. We'll be right back.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Oh, toll-free number to join us on the Sunday transmission. We are live. The 13th day is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We will take calls during this hour. If you just joined us, my friends, we played clips of the former White House Chief of Staff, now the Don of Chicago. Rahm Emanuel is in the Washington Post today, so I thought I'd play a clip of him previously saying his dream plan is no judge, no jury, no arrest, no proof, no nothing. They just put you on a list, and you can't buy guns, and then a SWAT team comes and shoots you half the time and takes your guns. By the way, I have a court ruling here in my stack where the police went to a guy's house over his roommate having a warrant, went down into his bedroom, shot the guy 16 times, and then made it up and said he had guns. Turned out they lied about it. And they just said it doesn't matter. He went to turn the light on, and movement is enough to kill you. And so now they send a death squad to your house, and if you move, you die. Which is really creepy, because I sleep where freight trains could be driving by. At least I was in the past. I don't sleep as well as I used to. I guess I'm getting older. I wake up sometimes. But, I mean, you could have freight trains going by sometimes. And I won't wake up. I mean, what if guys bust in and they scream, hands up, and then you reach for the light and they're wearing night vision and then they kill you or they shoot you 16 times. This guy lived. Here it is, justified. Uniformed invaders shoot a man 16 times in his bed because the guy in the top of the house had a warrant out. And then they lied and said he had four guns in the room, and it turned out that wasn't even true. And this is all in the local newspaper. I mean, what a creepy thought. All in the name of the drug war, of course, something that the mega banks all control. Very, very creepy. Okay, continuing with the whole gun assault here, ladies and gentlemen. So Emanuel wants your guns. Holder says brainwash you. Feinstein says if she gets the vote, she will take the guns from Mr. and Mrs. America. That's a quote. I want to play now a clip of Obama saying he won't take your guns, because then Jon Stewart says that I'm insane. Nobody wants my guns. Nobody, nobody. Even though there's 11 bills introduced, they tried to ban almost all guns in Illinois last week. New York is announcing, in fact, I forgot to cover it Friday. Will you guys print me? It's the Daily Caller, but it links to a local newspaper. State House, state rep calls for door-to-door gun confiscation. By the way, I was on drudgereport.com on Friday, and there was like seven or eight links with different states saying, we'll just go door-to-door and take the guns. And notice it was in Iowa where the state, and he's a high-level state rep, was calling for door-to-door gun confiscation, just everything. Take all the guns, is his quote. And it was Iowa 3 years ago that did the door-to-door gun confiscation drill. And I even had the locals on about it, where they sent the army to the house saying, let us take part in a drill to come in and look at your guns. There it is. Iowa lawmaker calls for retroactive gun ban, confiscation of semi-automatic weapons. And then you go read the article. He says, we will go door to door and take the guns. He's in the Daily Times Herald. Representative Dan Mulbauer. I mean, but again, I just played Dianne Feinstein, who's the head of the committee that controls the bill. Her bill says we can just order you turn your guns in at our discretion. A forced gun buyback. Registration of everything you've got that's already registered, you bought legally, you go in and re-register it and get fingerprinted and pay them. They're talking in different versions of the bill between $200 and $1,000. There's different versions. So you go in, imagine that, 160 million gun owners going in and registering, all this is going on, and you go in, and then at their discretion, the bill says this, you turn your guns in. I mean, unbelievable. But don't worry, Obama promised he would never try to go after handguns, rifles, anything, even though as a state senator he said ban them all. In a newspaper interview, that is everywhere. But right now, let's go first to Obama. Last hour, we played Feinstein saying, I'll take your guns if I could. If I get the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, quote, turn them all in. Now, here's Obama, though, 4 years ago, saying, I will not come after your guns, and if somebody tells you that, you go tell them they're a liar. Here it is.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Okay, all handguns that are semi-auto are to be taken in multiple bills. We've covered them. They're on record. You've seen it on the news. But they look at you and go, nobody wants your guns, crazy man. And John Stewart played a clip, and he said, these delusionals, they don't want to focus on the real dystopia we've got, which we are becoming. I agree with him on that. They want to imagine Hitler's invading. No, the government's the number one killer in the 20th century, 290 plus million university studies. University of Hawaii, others are even higher. So that's non-military deaths. Military are close to that as well. 200 plus million innocent people killed by government, 20th century. Okay? And John Stewart, to his people, is saying no one wants your guns, no one's coming for them. He's broadcasting or transmitting The Daily Show from a city where there's only a few thousand concealed carry permit people out of 9 million, and most of them are politicians or ultra-rich anti-gunners. By the way, that's what's amazing about those numbers getting published. They publish their own people's numbers. You've got to be a big insider. It's come out how, like, known mafia figures can get it because they know how to give donations. You give the police chief a donation? You give a donation to the mayor? For the suddenly you get that concealed carry. Again, they're mafia. They don't want you being armed. That's what stick-up men do. Everybody put your hands up. Anybody got guns? Lay them on the floor. Let's play the clip of John Stewart attacking yours truly and others. Here it is.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Holy no one's taking away all the guns. But now I get it. Now I see what's happening. So this is what it is. Their paranoid fear of a possible dystopic future prevents us from addressing our actual dystopic present. We can't even begin to address 30,000 gun deaths that are actually in reality happening in this country every year, because a few of us must remain vigilant against the rise of imaginary Hitler. We'll be right back.
Oh, he's so witty. His brother runs the New York Stock Exchange. Why don't you use your real name, buddy, Mr. Stewart? And my only issue is he works for the banksters. He works for the globalists. He works for these guys, these derivatives manipulators that make Madoff and Ken Lay look like choir boys. By the way, the gun deaths in this country are 11,400 and change. They're not 30,000. There's 315 million people here. Most of those deaths are gangbangers killing each other. Not that it's good, but it's crime, guys, killing each other. A bunch of the others are suicides. They know that. They know that hospital infections, 197,000. They know guns are like number 14 on cause of death. They know that. But they think you're stupid. You got a couple thousand people getting killed wrongly with guns, and that's by criminals. And that's why I have my guns to protect myself. And England has a crime rate, I said three times being conservative. Watson did an article out of British News, something like eight times when it comes to stabbing deaths, the U.S. numbers. Okay, they just use other weapons to kill people there. Their crime rate is much higher. It's the highest crime rate in Europe.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me. If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. I would have done it.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. In our face, we are being told that it is a great thing, an absolutely fabulous thing by Dianne Feinstein to turn all our guns in. But The Daily Show, that is produced in a city with almost a total gun ban, except for a few thousand insiders that can get the concealed carries, they're telling us that, hey, nobody's coming for your guns. And here's a headline right here. We put it up on screen for TV viewers. Bloomberg, no one has defended the Second Amendment as much as I have, he said in a press conference. Quote, I don't think there's anybody that's defended the Second Amendment as much as I have, said Bloomberg, said to a caller who asked him why he was so against the constitutional message. He went on to repeat the statement in a press conference. Remember that a few weeks ago? That's from Political Ticker from the New York Observer. New York Observer newspaper. I mean, they play these mind games. They want our guns and then sit there and say, nobody wants your guns. Nobody's coming after your guns. It's so frustrating, and I haven't even gotten into the other news. Obama signs a bill giving himself armed protection for life. Yeah, previously they only got Secret Service protection for a decade. And that's fine. Give them protection. But don't take my guns. Don't take people who don't have the money or to have bodyguards or who don't have the money to live behind a gated community. Let me tell you, the only thing keeping peace in most of these really rough neighborhoods is that they know people are packing heat behind those doors. And so thieves, the only crime that's up in this country is white-collar crime by globalists and stuff like if you leave something in your car, they knock the window out and take it. You can go crawl through the FBI crime statistics on that if you want to. Here's another one. Obama opposed gun ban exemption to defend one's home. And it goes over the fact that when he was an Illinois senator, he supported prosecuting White House dossier reports and links to the old articles. He supported prosecuting people in Chicago who illegally had guns because they're banned there, who were arrested for defending themselves when they were being raped or attacked in their own home. And Obama, just like the British government, said, no, throw the book at people. I don't want to have a law that says if you have a gun illegally to protect yourself from the commission of a crime, that we won't throw the book at you. We will. These are monsters, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just against common sense and common law and organic law and God's law that you scum all have bodyguards and behind armored gates and all this garbage, and then you always exempt yourselves. Like General Electric paid zero taxes the last 2 years, but they lobby to get our taxes raised because they get it in government contracts. The big money gets our money through corporate welfare. That's why they want higher taxes. All these rich guys on TV going, I think I should pay more taxes. My secretary pays a higher percentage than me. And they're still exempt even though they just raised the taxes. I covered last hour, then I'm going to your calls. If you're a new listener, I covered the mainstream news articles. Here they are, right here. Obamacare could double health care premiums, CNBC. And this is from December 26. It's now in place, now doubling. Here is the next headline right here. Town Hall. Obamacare triggering double-digit premium increases. Now confirmed, now hitting last week. In Europe, young women to see insurance premiums double. Women face paying higher car insurance premiums from today due to new European rules. And it goes on. This is the political correctness. They go, well, women are safer, so insurance companies have given them lower premiums. That's not fair. Everybody's going to pay a lot. It's like, okay, we're looking for terrorists, so we're going to stick our hands down everybody's pants that flies. Old ladies, you name it. We don't profile. We just violate everybody's rights. That's the upside-down system they engage in. Okay, let's go to your phone calls here for the balance of the transmission, interspersed with a bunch of important news. They're coming for your guns. And you're like, hey, the bill says you'll confiscate almost all the guns. The ATF's announcing new rulemaking to, quote, ban most shotguns. In fact, guys, type it in. ATF public comment on banning semi-auto shotguns. Any shotgun that can take multiple rounds, multiple cartridges, or guns that could be changed so that they could take it. A modified's the word. No law, just no president now just says we do whatever we want. ATF to accept public comments prior to outlawing shotguns. Yeah, click on that. Click on that link. See, that's actually an ATF public comment period. Now listen, we don't need Congress anymore, but you do get to comment. You get to, but of course we ignore whatever you say. Kind of like hundreds of thousands said they wanted to have the federal government start to allow the states to secede. And of course, Obama came out and said yesterday, you can't secede. And they're saying he's Lincoln, he'll have a civil war with us. It's a fake petition. It's not a democracy where 51% say, you know, let's make everybody go to church on Sunday so you have to. They just use the petitions to say, oh, look, the people want to have their guns turned in. 2,000 signed a petition. Oh, 200,000 signed one to start the secession of the states. Oh, we're going to ignore that. Let's go to Logan in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Logan. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Crazy times, my friend. Tyranny's coming in like a flood. What do you think's going on?
Well, I actually had a few subjects I want to touch on, and then I'll come back to the gun issue. I had a quick message for your staff. They do an awesome job, but a quick story. Kent Holvind, his Trione story is just, it's out there. He wrote the video, 100 Reasons Why Evolution Is So Stupid, and it's an awesome documentary.
No, I mean, and I've seen some of his videos, pretty compelling, but we're talking about guns here, brother. Did you hear me say that when we gave the number up?
Yeah, getting to that, just stuff right now with the ammo ban and the guns, go out and get a .22. It's great for a small game and stuff like that. And then, you know, right now we have the ability to learn what we can. So take advantage of that.
Yeah, long rifles are the 22 long rifles, the best rifle, really super cheap ammo, become a deadly shot with that. And they'll also, long rifle up close will definitely be able to protect you pretty darn good. I appreciate your call. We're going to jam in more calls here. But yeah, they're talking about putting federal taxes and waiting list and background checks to ban ammo and making all old ammo be turned in or you're a felon. Those bills are introduced too. But nobody wants your guns. We're just going to put you in jail as a felon. It's a way to purge gun owners. It's a way to make conservatives and libertarians bad guys and have the federal government come down on us. They won a war. Do you get that? They're criminals. Phil in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Listen, they'll never get my gun. I just wanted to say thank you for all the things you actually got out on Piers Morgan the other day about false flag. People are asking me more about it. I've been putting things on my Facebook as much as I can. But like I said, they'll never get my gun. And thank you for all the work that you do. At the end of one of the segments, you talked about being followed, and that happened to me once.
Amazing. All right, brother, good to hear from you. No, I mean, it was police. We got some of them on tape. They were trying to harass us, and we put the video out. It's on Infowars.com, and it was just all there to intimidate us. Hey, we get it, you're thugs, Bloomberg. We get it. I mean, you know, Luke Radowski in New York, one of our reporters in the past, has been harassed big time. They're mafia.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to continue with William, Patrick, Renee, CC, Bill, Chris, Karen, Ken, Rashid, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX on this live Sunday edition. WorldNet Daily is reporting, along with other news sources, CNN Piers Morgan to be taken off the air. Immigration group targets cable network anchor. And Americans for Legal Immigration Reform, the biggest group in the country, Alipac, they are calling for him to be taken off the air for agreeing that I should be shot and killed. The night after I was on with two of his guests, including Ambassador Huntsman's daughter, he agreed with his other guest, a Daily Beast reporter, that I should be shot and killed. We're going to play that clip here in a moment. Look, I say leave him on the air. He's got 500,000 viewers. I mean, my gosh, he's the only reason Piers Morgan got any attention, and they admit this, and his ratings doubled throughout the week, was because I got on there and got in his face. And so many Americans were shocked by it at first, but later said, oh, but I get the point. Paul Revere was yelling and screaming. Well, Paul Revere was shooting people to try to take his guns. I mean, again, what would Americans say about George Washington? You know, they were like, to arms, the redcoats are coming. I'm just saying, hey, don't start another war here trying to take our guns. People are like, oh my gosh, he raised his voice. He's supposed to bend over. I can't believe it. Oh, he doesn't speak for conservatives. Yeah, because we've done so well as constitutionalists, conservatives, whatever you want to call it, just being nice with these liars. No, Pierce, there are bills to take my guns. Stop saying you don't want my guns. I mean, Bloomberg saying no one wants your guns. I mean, they've banned the guns in that city. They've got bills to ban our guns. We've got to get in their face and say, you may have taken over the banks and robbed us and raised the taxes and put Obamacare in, and now they're going to totally legalize all the illegals this year. The Republicans are lining up to go along with that because the foreign banks are paying both sides. We've been taken over. We're in a crisis. Only getting angry gives us a chance to wake people up. Okay? So here they are the next night talking about how I need to be popped with a semi-auto. And then the bimbo and then the host say, oh, you could dress up in a uniform because it's okay if it's the government. And he goes, yes, I'll wear my brother's uniform. It's in the army. Oh, yes, we'll kill him. Oh. Imagine if I did this. I just simply pointed my finger and it was, oh, it's crazy. It's wrong. When people like Larry Pratt go in there and are totally calm, they call them kooks. Oh, you're kooky. Oh, look at the kook. He's pro-gun. Like, they control reality. The only way you're not a kook is if you turn all your guns in and call for total Soviet government. Okay, I want Soviet world government. Now you're reasonable. Good job. You know, Governor Cuomo's been yelling and screaming at rallies to take the guns. Why is he raising his voice? Because that's how you rally people. Paul Revere rode through the night saying, to arms, to arms. The redcoats are coming, oneth by land, toeth by sea. I'm simply saying the literal redcoat foreigner is here saying, turn in our guns, get angry, get upset, say no. And they're like, oh, no, no, that's kooky. That's discrediting. No, that's because that's how we win. That's how we take things back. The Tea Party got taken over by the Republicans. You noticed that, didn't you? It was very effective 4 years ago. Now they're talking about being dead because it's all just a bunch of... They were effective when they went to both parties and shouted them down. They were effective when they filed lawsuits, when they got aggressive, not when they took 14 Valiums. Let's go to this clip of them threatening me. Here it is.
Yeah, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon
to protect
for?
Myself from you,
I think
punk.
You needed is Pierce. Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that in uniform.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
All right. I'll borrow my brother's uniform. There you go. And by the way, then they start talking about, I hope nothing happens to his children. And then these weird looks on their faces. Nothing happens to your children. I mean, oh, they're such nice people. Oh, sure. Bloomberg in the stock market with all the derivatives made all those billions. He's a nice man. Yeah. While they want to raise our taxes to bail themselves out, too big to fail. All right, I'm going to go fast now. Will in Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air. Come ahead, Will. Yum. You are on the air worldwide.
Yes, sir. What I wanted to say real quick is, for one, stop justifying yourself about CNN. You did the best you could, and that's it. The rest.
Well, brother, I'm not justifying myself. The minority of fake neocon talk show hosts, some of the biggest in the country, that said I was wrong to get upset. These are people who do all sorts of clownish stuff to get attention, but sit there and want to be Judas goats and lead their listeners into a dark hole. I'm here to rally America, so I'm not justifying. I'm showing people how pathetic they've gotten. The average conservative would have gone out and shot Paul Revere and would have literally gotten down to lick the boots of the redcoats. Go ahead.
Understandable. The next thing I wanted to say was I'm active duty military, and I do believe that our government is coming for our weapons, but not yet. There's one thing that America's forgotten about, and it happened in 2007, and it was the lost nuclear weapons in Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. There was a lot of questionable deaths after that incident.
Yeah, they killed everybody that knew what really happened. They killed everybody. They killed a bunch of people, yeah.
And those weapons were never found. At least all of them were never found. So I do believe you touched on this probably a couple years ago about some type of nuclear device.
No, they're going to detonate cruise missiles. A couple cruise missiles are missing. They're going to say Iran did it. and they're going to go around, kill and take over whoever they want, posing as saviors. When they nuke cities, the people that run our government, foreign banks, they will pose as the saviors. And anybody that doesn't turn their guns in when they nuke our cities will be with Iran. And the average conservative will literally, if they were told, put your kid in a blender or you're with Iran, the average conservative would literally, I'm not exaggerating, shove a newborn baby into a blender. They will do whatever they're told because they're not conservatives. They're government worshipers.
Yes, sir, but I do believe the government will first make the people beg for the government to react, you know, problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah, they'll let people riot and kill and everything else, yeah. But they first want a list of gun owners, and that's what this is all about.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, yeah, keep doing the good work, and I pray just as much as you do that a civil war does not come to our land.
Well, you know, it's official Army manuals. They're training you guys for gun confiscation.
That is true. That is true. No one can deny that. And if they try to deny it, they're lying through their teeth. But I will tell you that there are very few active duty military that I know personally that would go along.
Oh, listen, you know, 15 years ago or 10 years ago, I was not someone just groveling at the military's feet. Now that I've become older and wiser and met so many thousands and done research, the most awake group is the military. They are the best people we've got because they live in the real world. And that's why you're the number one enemy in all the Homeland Security training manuals they tried to keep secret that are now public. Now, doesn't that tell you who runs our government if they say our military is the number one terrorist?
Absolutely, and I spread that throughout the building I work in. And right now I work in the D.C. area in a five-sided building. I'll leave it at that. But a lot of people know what's going on, and there's a lot of things happening at the same time right now. And always pay attention to this, Alex, and I know you do. Important things always happen where there's the largest distraction to the American people. What's happening right now? The NFL playoffs, and then the Super Bowl will come next. Always pay attention to when something big is happening, because that is when something happens to distract everyone.
I agree. God bless you.
I can't say anything more than that.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said you can't say any more?
I cannot say anything more than that.
Well, I know they got everybody in government scurrying around like the chickens with their heads cut off. God bless you. Let's jam in one more. Renee in West Virginia. Go ahead, Renee.
Real quick, I sell preparedness products at gun shows, and we had a big gun show. We have one every quarter here in Washington, PA this weekend. It was manic. I have never seen so many people lined up as we saw yesterday.
No, it's just like all the animals in the forest all run whenever a storm's coming before it even forms. Everybody knows what's going on.
Yes, and we saw a lot of people that, you know, you get to know the faces, you get to know the people, you get people that you talk to all the time. And I did well. I mean, it's people are really waking up. It was incredible. I mean, it's coming, folks, and people are with it, and all we can do is pray and hope it doesn't come to what we're afraid it's coming to, but we're doggone ready.
Renee, God bless you.
Thanks, Alex.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls. I wouldn't want to be the police during what's coming. Whoa.
I would stand in line for this.
There's always time in life for this. Oh, baby. If you're a new listener and you're like, is this for real? Yeah, if you study history and the news, it's for real and then some. I deeply wish this broadcast was not for real. I'm at the tip of the spear on this thing, and I've got a responsibility to defend this country and to defend the innocents. Because our enemies are so evil, I do. I want to be honest, and I've said this many times. If they were just corrupt boss hogs, I would be resisting them, but not putting my life on the line all the way. It's because our enemy is pure anti-human evil, the worst of the worst. And they have such horrible plans for us and are already doing so many terrible things to us, to the vaccines and the GMOs and the fluoride, that my overall instincts just soothe me, almost like a painkiller. It's a fear killer. God puts me at ease. I mean, I get fresh death threats, you name it, stuff you wouldn't believe. Stuff I don't even tell my wife about. I mean, my life is like a movie, like an action movie. But because I mean, that just makes me know I'm that much more right. And And because of that, it's literally, I pray to God every day so many times a day. Man, years ago, I prayed like once a day. I pray like 10 times a day now. I do. I pray all the time. I pray with my little children 4 or 5 times a day. I pray with my wife. And we don't even really pray for protection, though we do sometimes. We mainly just pray that God's will be done and that we be strong people in this fight, because we're only flesh and blood and we know we're weak. But, man, you're in the middle of a science fiction movie, folks, and it's a dystopia. I hope you know that. I just feel sorry for folks that don't know what's happening worldwide, that don't know how crazy stuff is. The globalists have leveraged us as their cattle, as their human resources in a global takeover. And they're involved in every type of evil you can imagine worldwide in our name, while trying to shut down our country's development systems and trying to enslave us as well, and now trying to take our guns. And you're like, they'll never get the guns. Yeah, they'll never get Obamacare. They'll never get the carbon tax. They're just doing it. They don't care. And they want that physical resistance. They want to get a civil war going. They don't care if police and military die. They want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. I sure don't want it to go to that level on so many fronts. So gut check, ladies and gentlemen, gut check. This is it. If you don't want America to go the Lenin and Stalin and Hitler route and Mao route, you better get involved right now. CC in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, over the top, out both sides and slithering in the nether darkness of the sewer of humanity, the genetically modified history, I guess that's GMH, instructors here on campus at Oklahoma, I won't name the college. Here, right here in FEMA Zone 6 intersector, they're saying that because Hitler didn't impose a gun ban, that proves that we shouldn't object to banning clips and magazines, as well as semi-automatic.
By the way, Hitler did a selective 1938 ban on certain persons, and that's what Rahm Emanuel's calling for, is selective groups having our guns taken. So that's actually not true.
I know, and then they ice the cake by saying that they should be able to do this, and that we shouldn't object to it. Because
well, see, that's what's so scary. They've got all their operatives calling to take our guns right now. I've never seen such a push. Neither has Larry Pratt, neither has the NRA.
It had insult to injury in the matter. To make it worse, I argued with them that our government wreaked genocide on the Native American population. I'm Choctaw, by the way, voting member of the tribe. And they replied that most of the Army officers and soldiers really didn't want to harm the American Indians to die and make them die, but they were just trying to relocate
them. And by the way, you know they tricked most of the natives to turn their weapons in and made the biggest crime selling guns to the natives, just like the Klan got laws passed against natives. It's incredible. God bless you, sir. Great points there. Yeah, no, there's a full court press to get our guns. I mean, this is it. This is it. Bill in Arizona, you're on the air.
Awesome job on Piers Morgan, Alex. There was a lot of people out there critiquing you online. I was following all the internet chatter afterwards. I had some coworkers approaching me the next day who I've turned on to you over the years, and they were kind of looking at me like a deer in headlights, like asking me for an explanation of what happened. And what I had to explain to a few of them, and it finally resonated, was that was the most brilliant display of debate, if you want to call it that, that's ever been done on television. The bottom line is Larry Pratt's an awesome guy. I love Larry. Ben Shapiro did a good job on Pierce when he was on there, but nobody's talking about Larry Pratt. Nobody's talking about Ben Shapiro. Alex Jones is everywhere. Everyone's coming to InfoWars. Everyone's coming to the show, and they're getting debriefed. They're thinking, is this guy nuts? Is he crazy? Is he a historian? Who is this guy? Regardless of what their views are, they're coming to the show. You're debriefing them, and you're waking up people in droves. And
well, I said 2 weeks ago, we're going to launch Operation Paul Revere soon, and it's an info war, and that's it. Paul Revere was screaming to arms, riding through the night, and that's what I intended to do. And again, if he was nice, I was going to be nice, but he came out of the gates. They lied to me. They did a bunch of other stuff. So I hit him with both barrels. Plus, I was under the weather. And I think God turned it to something good just to get people out of their trance. And I talked to some top media people, multiple media people, high-level contacted me and said, no, it was genius because it shook people out of their trance. And I said, it's about taking my guns. Don't lie. You want to take them. Instead of them going, we don't want your guns. knowing people aren't reading the bills. I mean, that doesn't it make you mad that they keep saying nobody wants your guns when every one of the bills is a gun confiscation?
They're not going to get them, Alex. And let me tell you something. Ever since Pelosi, Bush, and Paulson were sitting up and telling everybody that the sky was going to fall back in October of 08, which is when I woke up, and when I started listening to your show, my dad turned me on, I've been spreading the word. And I'm a very straight-laced guy. You know, I'm not in some rural area. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. I work at a university. I work around a lot of professionals, a lot of liberals. And I got to tell you, man, everything that's been going on these last few months, and it's just unparalleled what's been happening.
Are you finding that liberals, are you saying everybody's waking up?
They're waking up. Let me tell you something. I work with a woman who was a torchbearer for Obama. I mean, like the most absurd Obamanoid you would ever encounter in your life. I mean, just ultra Obama head. Now, I was very respectful to her. I never was combative. She kind of was very perplexed at the fact that I wasn't a Bush worshiper, and I kind of explained the whole false left-right paradigm to her. What happened, I told her, I said, as soon as this guy gets back in office for, well, not back in office, but back for round two, Obama 2.0, here in January, he's going to go for the guns. And when he does, it's going, and I said the same thing, if he tries to do it, same thing that you said, it's going to unleash 1776 all over again. And let me tell you something, Alex. This woman, because I keep track of her on Facebook, totally woke up. She is totally awake.
No, that's it. When you explain to the leftist, hey, we don't like the Republicans either, it's over. They wake up because people know, they feel, especially with everybody's paychecks getting cut under Obamacare, they're like, wait, I'm not rich. Why am I? Why'd my taxes go up? I'm telling you, they're either going to get everything or lose everything. This is a make it or break it for the globalists. That's why they're so dangerous. Thank you so much, Bill. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Alex.
Welcome, brother.
Hey, I'm just really getting upset at this tyrannical public. The last caller's right. I've talked to people just in general who were anti-gun are now really changing their views and going to buying a gun because they don't. The crime in the communities have gone up.
Exactly. The country's falling apart. We need guns to protect ourselves. We're good people. We deserve to be safe. We can't afford bodyguards.
No, we can't do that. I mean, if you go out in a rural area, and let's say your car broke down, you had a wife and kids in there, and you got a bunch of thugs coming up, you know, going to arm and rob you or something like that, you're not going to get on the cell phone.
And by the way, the thugs are everywhere casing people.
What you got to do, the police are not going to be there right away. You better defend yourself for your men, for your women and children out there, because it won't work.
I know. Listen, I agree with you. They're going after the guns because they know they're losing. They're losing right now. This is a Hail Mary attack. The problem is they're going to go for it, and they may get victory from the jaws of defeat. That's why we've got a turbocharge right now. Karen in Arizona, real fast. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
I'm going to make a couple of comments, and then I'll listen to what you have to say off the air.
Okay, go.
Okay, number one, a friend of mine in Payson, after Pierce Morgan and those people made the death threat against you, she went to a convenience store and she said, boy, what? You mean if you have a petition against someone, they make a death threat, it's okay? So that message got out to him. Another thing, in 1991, I think, 90 or 91, I was in Irvine, California at a pro-life abortion rally, and I personally met and saw Dianne Feinstein and Gloria Allred, and they are exactly what you said, hard as nails, you name it.
No, they're demons. They're demons. They want us to be their slaves. I'm out of time. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com. Huge in-studio guest. That's all I'm going to say. You don't want to miss this.